Today is Friday, October 4th, and today we're doing security and nonsense.
And we'll start with the breach of the week, because that's a new thing that we're trying to do. That's, sometimes it's hard to find a breach every week.
Is it, though? DoorDash. DoorDash is our poster child of terribleness this week. They've confirmed a breach that's affected 4.9 million Ooh. Customers, workers, and merchants. Yes, your credit card is affected. Your payment details and people that work for DoorDash have lost their driver's licenses.
And your fast food / pizza choices.
That's the worst part, really.
They know that you got, like, 3 tendy meals, and it was just for one person because you only ordered one drink.
This makes me feel good about having never used DoorDash, because I had taken a business card for one, like a local place in town that had started doing DoorDash.
It's tempting. It's tempting at times. It really is.
I think I looked at, like, what it was going to cost with the markup.
Yeah, that's about all that would talk you out of it.
And
yeah.
It gets to the point where it's like, you know what? No, that's too much.
I'm just going to eat at home.
The trap that I fall into is like, well, if I'm going to do that, I need to order enough food that I get at least 2 or 3 meals out of this so that I can amortize the cost. And then it's like, do I want 3-day-old whatever that meal is? And invariably the answer is no.
Now that I can't order pizzas for delivery, I get everything takeout. And there's almost always a really good deal on takeout. And I'm buying pizzas for like half price now. And it's like, wow, I was really just throwing away money. Like, I should have just forced myself to go get the food. Or do without it. And that's what you should do.
I've rediscovered the love of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
How do you ever lose that love?
Yeah, well, if you eat it too much.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
I ate it too much for a little while as a kid.
But didn't we establish that you were a weird picky eater kid, right?
I was a picky eater kid. I eventually had to expand my palate.
Was that before or after you discovered Tolkien?
It was after my parents divorced and I moved here. And people in Kentucky were less forgiving of my weird picky eaterness.
Well, you chose a good place to come out of it, though, because you got some really good country food.
Yeah, it was good. It was a net positive on my life to become less picky.
That's a debate for another day. It's like, if you recognize that someone is, you know, quirky, but also has a lot of positive traits, are you more tolerant of the quirkiness? And if you were less tolerant of the quirkiness, would that help them later in life? I don't know.
They were tolerant of my quirkiness in other ways, but they're like, listen, we're not making 2 meals here. You got to eat something. So.
Well, earlier, I completely mistook another story for this story, and that was awkward. But now we can make up for that awkwardness by talking about this story again in the same exact way.
Don't think about it. Don't question it.
A new low for the level 1 news.
Which is about jailbreaking, and I had a really great lead in. You know what? I'm not going to do it again.
Aw. New checkmate jailbreak. We're cursed. The curse of the level
this
1
is,
news.
This is kind of a hard headline to read because there's so many like random characters in it.
New checkmate jailbreak released for all iOS devices running A15 to A11 chips.
A5.
Oh, A5. Oh.
It's so many weird kids. It's fine.
Yeah. Probably works from the iPhone 4S, although the author says that not out of the box. It needs some love. Basically up to every iPhone except the very latest iPhones that just came out.
Yay.
And it's a hardware bug.
So, it'll never be fixed.
Yeah, you can jailbreak your phone. The good news is that it is mostly, although not completely entirely, mostly a local exploit, meaning you have to have the cable. But that's bad for things like Gray Key and law enforcement and stuff like that, because that means that they're going to immediately have access to any phones that are in their possession, iPhone 10 and older.
They probably already did. Let's be honest.
Probably did.
Speaking of Apple, they have kind of a serious security problem here because keyboards, right? Keyboards
right.
need to be able to read your keyboard. That makes a lot of sense. But if you think about it, that can be a big security problem.
Apple says a bug may grant full access to third-party keyboards by mistake. So the keyboard is a piece of software. It's on screen. You type stuff in through the keyboard. If that keyboard is malicious, you would not really have any way to know for sure. Apple's thought of that and tried to design a security ecosystem around that. Turns out it's got bugs.
Do you really need a third-party keyboard?
I must have my Dvorak layout.
I was about to make a joke about Dvorak. It writes itself.
Well, you know what? If you're going to have to be a hipster, you don't get security. I'm sorry. It can't be both.
Well, that's why you're getting the one with a physical keyboard, right?
I don't. Oh man, it's like I can't buy this phone with a physical keyboard because it doesn't have the Dvorak layout.
Yeah, I mean, think about. I mean, you, that's hipster what you're doing. But you would take it one step. Do you think anybody has a slide-out Dvorak phone keyboard?
You might be able to like hack the software, but you're not going to rearrange the buttons without disassembling your phone.
Someone has already posted that. Like,
yeah.
By the time this is done, like next week, we're going to have a post in the forums from someone who's like, "I did this project."
Yeah,
my phone.
I get
from the Level 1 News.
I get those requests for the Level 1 KVM all the time. It's like I have this really obscure use case. And it's like, you know, if you've got the money, I will build you exactly what you need. But you will be the only person on planet Earth that buys one. And if we actually sell 1,000 of those, like, okay, then maybe. But it's never that way.
The custom keyboard guys are strong on the Discord.
They are.
Yeah.
And they are annoying. They refer to them as Keebs.
Keebs. Oh, that's such a good name, though. I had never heard that. I have seen, like, the keyboard debates in the Discord, but...
Is this confession time? Is this where I confess to having ordered the ludicrously expensive Model F that I'm still waiting on?
You have a track record lately of ordering...
Two things.
Products that are never going to exist.
That's two more things than me and Ryan, so... Therefore, we get to make fun of you.
If the Model F thing is not real, it's very convincing because they have a lot of pictures. I'm a little more worried about the F of X Tech thing.
Well, you've been alluding to this Apple thing in like six different stories so far. So I think we've kind of already talked about it.
Forbes has the rundown on iOS 13. Facebook and Google's worst nightmare coming true? And you go through and like this is a pretty good rundown of all the changes that Apple has made. And it's really all about application control and stuff for the user and that kind of thing. This is a PR move for Apple, but it is long overdue that people that use phones have these kind of controls to see what an application is doing. Like, if there is an application on my phone that's using the microphone right now to listen for commands, it shouldn't require SSHing into my phone and running a bunch of esoteric commands to figure that out.
Well, you managed to dance around it and not even say what it was. It's pop-ups. So when an app starts to do something that the Apple thinks might be something you need to know about, like, hey, the Facebook app just turned on the microphone, it's going to pop up a little bubble and say, hey, the Facebook app is using Bluetooth. There is no reason for this. And so,
not just that, also like location service. Like this application has used the location service 7 times in the last 2 days.
You can look at a history of your location service. So yeah, Google is not going to be happy about that.
No. Google Maps, are you telling me I'm not going to get the thing that's like, hey, I saw you were just here. Do you want to leave a review?
I was thinking about the way that you say don't worry about it with the thing. It's like, I want to use these applications. And then you look at all the stuff it's doing and you're just like, don't worry about that.
Don't think about that. Just make it go away. Well, just give those permissions.
Speaking of don't worry about that, here's a terrifying little story about Amazon. Now, we talked in the first episode about Amazon wanting to write those facial recognition privacy laws. And this is a great example. They're not currently doing this, but they have plans to maybe do it, or at one point were planning to do it. And it does not get any more Orwellian than this.
Amazon's Ring wanted to use 911 calls to activate its video doorbells. And then you think through it, and it's like, how would the Ring doorbells know when to activate when you call 911? And you think through it some more, and then it's like, is it my Ring doorbell, or is it all of the Ring doorbells in the neighborhood?
Turns out, it's proximity. So your neighbor calls 911, and your Ring doorbell starts recording.
Didn't I see this in one of the Bourne movies?
This is just, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And it might still happen. They might still do this. And I can totally see some people saying, no, that's good. I want to know if the people called 911 around me.
Can you imagine the neighborhood association? Like you've got
the neighborhood watch.
Well, not the neighborhood watch, but like the HOAs, the homeowners association, where it's like you will get a Ring and you will opt into all of these Amazon policies. And that's just how we roll in this neighborhood. This is a safe neighborhood.
Don't you have an HOA in your neighborhood?
No. Not, I mean...
You do, but, like, they don't actually make you do anything.
Right. But, I mean, still, how terrible is that?
It's like, hard to find neighborhoods that don't have that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's a crime.
Especially the newer subdivisions that are being built.
I mean, I get that that's to like try to prevent people from having like cars on cinder blocks in their yard, but I'd rather have a car on cinder block in my yards than to have like little Napoleons running things.
Some of my neighbors have cars on cinder blocks. I'm fine with it. You know, just leave me alone. Although one of them has a dog that won't stop barking. That is unacceptable. That is like death penalty. That should be death. Not for the dog.
Just for the human who has the dog.
Clearly the dog needs something.
Probably attention. Yeah, exercise, attention. Yeah.
Care for it. And my cats do, my cats are noisy, but they're in my house. You know, nobody else has to deal with that. Little Toast is meowing 24/7, but nobody else has to care. All right, so when we talk about the world's most surveilled cities, obviously you're going to think of China, right?
I was thinking Britain.
Well, okay. Well. That's a good guess, proving that Krista didn't read the story. But some of these might shock you, Krista. Who else? Guess who else is in the top 10?
Well, I was going to say London, because they put cameras everywhere.
That's you get. Yeah, that's six.
Okay. Probably D.C.?
Nope.
Really?
No.
Los Angeles.
Meh.
I don't know. I don't.
You're out.
I'm not just gonna guess a bunch of random cities.
Oh yeah, world's most surveilled cities. Let's take a look at them. So no surprise, China.
Yeah.
There's London. China. Atlanta.
Oh, I can see it because of the airport there. That makes sense. That's why I think I said Chicago just now. That's why I was thinking that.
Well, Chicago is number 13.
Yeah.
I'm very sad that Abu Dhabi is not ahead of Atlanta.
And Singapore is well known for their sort of like police state tactics and stuff like
that.
And then Australia is kind of an interesting one, although it's not top 10.
I was just surprised about India.
Nah, that's not too shocking.
These are all, yeah.
But yeah, how about Chongqing here?
Shenzhen is number two.
Shenzhen's like a really big city, right? Because I've heard that one.
2.5 million cameras.
Shenzhen's also very progressive, though, I thought.
China?
Well, I mean, Shenzhen. It's so, technology.
Yeah, shocking. And London is, I mean, think about that. The comparison of 2.5 million to London's 600,000.
Relatively paltry 600,000.
Well, I always hear people complain about that for London, that's why.
And the quality of cameras in London is also probably garbage because, like, you know, some of those Chinese cameras, like we were learning about that 500 megapixel monster in the last episode of the news, and some of the cameras in London are just garbage.
I forgot to go back and read this one because Tom's Hardware has that stupid comma in the URL.
This is almost a nothing burger, but Google Chrome update damages the macOS file system. So what happened was people in like Hollywood and stuff that use like Avid, there's a macOS system file system protection service. And so like if some program changes some part of macOS that it's not supposed to, this service will fix macOS so that it doesn't cause problems. Well, if you're running certain multimedia workloads, things like Avid, you have to disable that because copy protection. Like they're so worried about their stuff that bad things happen. So with the Chrome update would actually wreck parts of the Apple operating system, but on most of the machines that Google tested, the file system protection thing from Apple would fix it. And so the people at Google didn't notice there was an issue, except on Macs where that service had been disabled, or applications like Avid that have super crazy copy protection disabled that protection service, in which case it bricked their Macs. 2013 Mac Pro, bricked? Yep, there you go. Google's got a... It's interesting how that happened, but Google's got a QA/QC problem on its hands. Although not as bad as Microsoft.
Do you pronounce it C-Cleaner or CC Cleaner?
C-Cleaner.
C-Cleaner.
I always say CC Cleaner.
I think C-Cleaner is correct, but I've been known to say CC Cleaner.
Yeah.
This is also kind of a nothing burger, but it's K.
Weigh in the comments on how you pronounce C-Cleaner.
Microsoft bans C-Cleaner. They've banned it from their forum. They think that it does more harm than good.
Well, if you caught the update.
Oh, they updated it? Oh, there's a blacklist now. No. Oh, no, wait.
No, there's no blacklist. They claim this is all false.
Oh.
It's so small. Yeah, it's hard to read from here.
Nothing burger.
I think that this is good advice, though. Like, C-Cleaner probably causes more harm than good. There was some people on our forum were reporting like task manager was saying that their CPU had really high CPU utilization. And the reason for that was because they'd used the utility to neuter Cortana. And when you neuter Cortana, it apparently, like, then there's a Windows update after that. It's just going in the background, just going crazy.
She's just banging against her cell wall.
Yeah. She's trying to get out.
Let me out.
Rattling her cup against the bars.
Literacy. Prison architect, if you don't give them books, they start crying out for literacy.
Now we have not huge news, another Trojan for Windows.
Narrator Windows utility Trojanized to gain full system control. So there's a utility in Windows called the Narrator where it will narrate what's on the screen. It turns out you can trick the narrator into doing your bidding.
Can I get Samuel L. Jackson?
No, it's Microsoft Sam, Microsoft Anna. There's another one.
You know those like really old viral YouTube videos where it's like the two different talking Microsoft voices and like that?
Yeah, my Rafflecopter goes. Yes. Yeah. That was like the original meme.
Those were kind of funny, but those were made by like 12-year-old people, and that's still.
See, I remember that's that. That's what from, YouTube like, used to be.
Yeah, yeah, it's still funny.
It might have been better in those days. So we know that people are constantly trying to get at our credit cards through our online transactions when we buy stuff from Amazon. And it's something that it seems like a lot of malware is trying to do that. They want to mine cryptocurrency, they want to steal your cryptocurrency keys, and they want your credit card. And maybe they've evolved and they've gone into a higher level of credit card theft these days.
Hacker is looking into injecting card stealing code on routers rather than websites. Magecart web skimming attacks are evolving in a direction where they're going to be harder and harder to detect. I don't know, like, I want to know mechanically how this works, because if the e-commerce site is doing what it's supposed to, as far as SSL goes, a man-in-the-middle attack shouldn't be possible. It's only when you mix encrypted and non-encrypted stuff.
Now, they pointed out it's the L7 commercial routers. So they have the ability to inject. So they might get you with like a bad link or something.
Oh, but if as long as everything is SSL, it should be okay.
But they wouldn't necessarily be doing this at checkout. They would be trying to trick you into a fake checkout.
Oh, that's before, like something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'm thinking in the context of like literally everything is encrypted all the time, even the non-commerce parts of it. Like HTTP is not a thing anymore. Everything's got to be HTTPS.
But they could intercept that traffic and send you to another site.
Any unencrypted traffic they could intercept, yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I mean,
I would say Google is just like, all right, HTTPS needs to be on everywhere, or we're just not going to let you do anything.
It's not going to affect your home router, so don't worry.
Yeah.
North Korea, apparently, I remember we used to laugh about North Korea's like cyber attacks and stuff like that. It's like, what are they doing with that electricity? But apparently they're getting more and more mature and figuring out more ways to hack people.
A busy North Korean hackers have a new malware to target ATMs. Lazarus, once considered a ragtag group of hackers, is now among the world's most active. So stealing money from an ATM, it turns out, is the way to go.
Would you say they came back from the dead?
I can't remember what they called it. ATMD track. Wow, that doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? Apparently, they're just making it better and better. And this malware, so far, they haven't found a version that's actually stealing money. It's like watching the keypad and watching the location data and watching the like different things that are happening and just sort of, you know, scoping things out, figuring out how to steal.
Can you imagine if we get more of that malware that made ATMs spit out cash? That was actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's like a GTA hack in real life.
You know who would love that? The Federal Reserve. Not really. They only give money to banks. So this past couple of weeks, the world has been going mad, and
I really can't bring myself to care, no matter how often it's trending on Twitter.
It's a world I don't care about, but they will not stop banging the drum. People are upset because Spider-Man might not be in the next Marvel movie.
This was in our news thread on the forum like 50 times.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, people care a lot. And apparently they care so much that they got actual social change to happen.
We're going to give you this one, but only because we're doing another non-technology story later that's funny. So, Spider-Man, shocker, Disney and Sony are striking a deal for one more movie. It totally wasn't just a PR stunt to get everybody all riled up so that they could gauge how much interest there was for this. And you fools, you played right into it.
More importantly, he will also be allowed to be in whatever's coming next in the Marvel pipeline.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Oh, do you think it's going to be Silver Surfer and Galactus, and the only thing keeping Galactus at bay was Thanos? And I don't...
Sorry, I don't mean to like crap on people who enjoy the Marvel universe. It's just there's so much of it now that I'm kind of fatigued. So
That's how I feel about humanity.
There's so much.
So SATs. I never took the SATs. I took the ACTs.
Yeah, we take ACT here.
But no, some people took the SAT. It depended on what college you were going to go to.
Yeah, if you go out of state, I think they recommend SAT. But you can take the ACT with writing.
So
also.
But it turns out that more and more people are taking the SAT, including kids who might not be college bound or wouldn't traditionally be college bound. And now that that's happened, perhaps something predictable has happened.
SAT scores fall as more students take the test. So the number of people taking the test, more of them percentage-wise, are not prepared for college study. But more people are taking it, so maybe that's not an unexpected outcome.
I was going to say, like 20 years ago, if it's the only people taking it are people who were always wanting to go to college. And then now it's like everybody takes it.
But shouldn't we be striving for students to be constantly getting better at it?
Yeah.
Over time?
All students, yeah.
I can definitely remember, though, that it was like, hey, should I take the SAT to, like, people in my class? And they were like, no, don't do that.
Well, most people go to local colleges and, like,
yeah,
no reason not to. Or to take the SAT, because almost all of them here take.
Well, unless you're independently wealthy, I think the master stroke to do these days is not go to college.
Yeah.
Chris, do you drink tea?
I do every now and then, yeah.
Do you drink tea with plastic tea bags?
No, I buy organic brand that's cloth bags.
When you teabag people in Overwatch, do you imagine that you're teabagging them with cloth or plastic?
Cloth.
Excellent choice.
Definitely cloth.
Plastic teabags shed billions of microplastic particles into the cup. This makes me upset because there's a tea from Vermont that comes in plastic teabags, and so now it's like, no. But I do like the paper bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, millions of microplastic particles into the cup. So between 500 nanometers or something like that and like 1 micron, that's a lot of microplastic.
I thought you were going to say was like, you know, you're going to give the hipster answer of you should buy loose leaf tea and then put it in your little.
I do like loose leaf tea a lot.
I do too. But...
And it tastes so good. I had no idea what I was missing.
See, I put honey in my tea, so it's not really like.
They compared this. What was the thing they compared it to? Where you get a certain amount of plastics from something else that you do constantly.
It's like an order of magnitude more.
Oh, plastic. Salt. Salt has 0.005 micrograms of plastic per gram of salt, whereas a cup of tea contains 16 micrograms. That's a lot.
That's excessive.
More. So I guess if you're going to drink tea, don't use the plastic.
You can buy the organic brands that have like the cloth bags.
Is plastic, I guess, paper. More economical than cloth?
I wouldn't think so. Or like paper. Like some of the
paper. Yeah.
Some of the tea bag is just paper. And paper is seems like that would be better in all cases.
But it probably is more expensive.
Like than plastic, you think?
Yes.
You think?
Yes. Because the brand of tea I buy is more expensive than the other kind.
Oh, Krista eats yogurt out of glass containers.
I just wanted to try it. It was French instead of Danish yogurt. Or not Danish. Greek yogurt. Why did I say Danish?
The French hate the environment.
Apparently.
Well, yeah, well, so glass, I found out recently, I got a recycling bin. Glass is not recyclable in our city. You can recycle everything else, but not glass.
God, imagine the turtles,
weird.
Krista.
Now, you can turn the bottles in if you want to save them.
Well, I'm saving them because I'm going to use them for planners. But.
There's a sea turtle somewhere with one of those yogurt bottles on its head right now.
it's suffocating.
It's like,
except they're in my dishwasher because I washed them.
There's a piece of seaweed, and it's just like banging that thing against it and opening and closing its little mouth trying to get to it.
So sad.
What a
all
sad
because you wanted
picture.
Fancy yogurt.
I'm going to use them. I'm going to put seeds in there. Put them on my windowsill.
The seeds of the environmental destruction that you're sowing. Oh, no. I hate Yahoo because it...
It always does this, yeah.
I love it when it automatically puts the cursor in the search bar, but in this case, it's
we did finally get the aftermath of the Area 51 invasion.
Well, it wasn't much fun. So, it turns out this is funny because everybody was joking about breaking into Area 51, which is a major, major crime. You're not allowed to do it. But then the military decided to make a little joke in return, and everybody loses their mind.
The U.S. military has apologized for joking about bombing millennials who attempt to storm Area 51. It was a tweet with a picture of a stealth bomber, and it was like, this is the last thing millennials will see when they do whatever. The military actually did arrest 6 people for trespassing, which is a relatively minor crime.
And considering for how many people probably showed up, like 6 people, not that bad.
Yeah, and well, the area around the base is actually public land, so as long as you don't try to go on the base, technically that's okay.
This will probably be like a yearly festival now.
Probably.
But and that desert's going to be ruined.
Is that tweet really going to hurt anybody? No. I mean, come on.
It hurt my feelings.
I guess it was more about, like, maybe we should be paying more attention to who has control of the official government Twitter. Oh, man.
Put out a contract for that.
The Vapors. The Vapors are such a vocal group, man. They get upset.
Ryan has taken from... baiting the Tesla fans to now baiting the vaping fans.
So much Tesla bait.
It's more fun to bait the vape people, but I think they're sort of like... The Tesla people respond to what I say. The vape people just echo the same sentiments over. It's like, oh, it's a great thing, and they're vilifying it, and blah, blah. You can't really interact with them.
Right? I read the comment, but all I see is the picture of that dog that's like trying to drink from the sprinkler, and it's like blowing the side of its face off.
Yeah. So they're fun to troll, but they don't interact directly with you very well, so I'm kind of getting bored of it. Anyway, they are right in a lot of ways. I mean, this is a crazy... I saw a headline that said that 63%, I think, of people polled now believe, based on all this stuff, that vaping is more dangerous than cigarettes.
Oh, Lord.
And cigarettes are like, right.
What has happened?
I mean, maybe that's just a bad poll or whatever, but still.
I'm sure Philip Morrison's very happy about that.
Yeah. If that number isn't really 5% or less, it's still shockingly bad. But anyway, it seems like they have tracked down what the actual problem was with the vapes. We knew all along that it was just like, you know, it was bad cartridges. And I put this in here because the name just kills me.
CDC officials tie vaping-related illnesses to dank vapes branded in Illinois and Wisconsin. So
I like they added the word brand. Well, so you didn't just think, you know, just really dank vapes.
It turns out dank vapes is not, like, it wasn't like one responsible thing. They were just selling packaging material. So, like, you could buy dank vapes brand packaging material, and that's what a lot of... aftermarket or like DIY THC vape people were just buying that packaging and just rolling whatever into it.
Let's actually name some of those off-brand companies that you can. And these were all THC vapes, by the way, so I assume these are illegal in most places. TKO, Off-White, Moonrocks, that's pretty good. Chronic Carts, Cookies, Smart Carts, Kingpin, Dabwoods. Dabwoods is pretty good. Rove, this is my favorite, Mario Karts, not licensed by Nintendo. California Confidential, Cereal Karts, I imagine those are flavored, like...
Maybe, yeah.
Again, not licensed by General Mills. And Supreme G.
Look, you can get your Cinnamon Toast Crunch and your THC in one morning breakfast vape.
But it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch with a K.
Yeah.
And it also gives you lung cancer.
12 people have died so far.
So... yes, we understand that these are bad actors. This is not the vaping industry as a whole. Please stop pasting those paragraphs into our...
Or maybe you can continue. Maybe it helps engagement. I don't know.
Whatever, you know, floats your boat. If you want to comment.
Well, if the vape doesn't kill you, there is a new scourge that you're going to have to watch out for. The new Joker movie is coming out. Turns out that's not out till October. And
I feel like I've seen nothing but posts about it lately.
If you
it is October. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
All right, that's today, right? October 4th. It comes out tonight. So today is a very good time to be terrified if you're going to go see the Joker because of this new criminal gang that's roaming around.
Army warns soldiers to be ready for potential violence by incels at Joker screenings, according to reports. I couldn't have come up with a better marketing plan. Like, this is amazing.
I thought the movie was already out. But no, it's literally just all over the place because everyone's upset about it.
I feel like there's a PR agency behind it.
What if the movie's not even that good? We don't even know.
Oh, it probably won't be, but, you know, it's fine.
What difference does it make if it's good or not if the incels are coming to kill you while you're watching it?
Well, so I want to enjoy the film.
So, yeah, this reminds me of that time that the FBI put the insane clown posse, the Juggalos, on the criminal gang. And the ICP actually took that to court and won. As I said, we're not a criminal gang. I don't think the incels are an organized criminal enterprise.
That would require leaving your mom's basement.
What could possibly be more ridiculous than this, hoping that you've gotten the next story in the right order?
Oh, I don't. I probably don't. I didn't rearrange them. Well, you know what it fits.
Church leaders urge the government to ban pointed kitchen knives. Do they know something about domestic abuse that we don't?
So they point out. But the points on kitchen knives are a holdover from a time when we needed those, and they don't make sense in the modern world.
Don't they?
What church is this?
You use them to open packaging, right? But we've got scissors.
I mean, but I'm pretty sure that you need pointy knives.
Wasn't there I read this on it, packaging for bamboo chopsticks at a restaurant. But isn't the whole thing, like, why people use chopsticks is because it was considered uncivilized to have a knife at the table?
In Japan?
I don't know. You know, it didn't specify what country. It was just written on a package of chopsticks.
It would be very hard. It's probably fake,
so I don't know.
It would be very hard for me to enjoy a nice steak with chopsticks.
Well,
it seems like the Japanese had a pretty healthy relationship with the blade.
I don't know. That's what it said. I'm just repeating what I saw at a Chinese restaurant.
Listen, we need to get rid of knives at the dinner table because of the accidental seppuku. It's going to be fine.
That's why we have to use sticks now.
So, this is... I don't understand how people who talk about... It's like, no, gun control just makes sense. We're not going to keep coming over and over until it gets to a farcical place. And people won't replace violence with guns with something else. That's not going to happen. England exists.
Everybody knows the existential dread is highest at evening mealtime. Come on.
So, yeah, they're saying that make it a crime to have pointy knife. Don't sell them ever. Never sell.
Well, that's completely ridiculous. There couldn't possibly be anything more ridiculous than that.
Yeah.
Next story.
Oh, this one's on CNN. And the headline is, okay, is now a hate symbol, according to the ADL.
I hope that the Hong Kong protesters co-opted this symbol as well, like they did with Pepe the Frog.
The Anti-Defamation League is who we're talking about.
So this story is so stupid. They actually admit in the press release that 4chan made this up to see if they could actually turn it into a symbol of hate and get it on the list of symbols of hate. But because some right-wing people adopted that and actually started using it, probably ironically, now it really is a symbol of hate. I mean, the circular logic is just, it's like 10,000 RPMs.
I can't wait to see what new thing will be co-opted by 4chan.
Oh, can't you? I mean...
Now, this is not the only thing that they added. They've also added the bowl cut because the one shooter had a bowl cut.
Did someone send a telegram to Kim Jong-un?
Didn't we say that? That's like the bowl cut was like the 90s hit kid haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to ban Saved by the Bell. Like Saved by the Bell, we're going to have to take it off the air.
Also, bowl cuts, you know, widely used by the incel criminal gang to mark themselves in prison.
Can we get ICP involved? Maybe they can like turn this around and be like, no, we already went through one lawsuit for this.
Can we bring in ICP as the voice of reason here? Online betting is that's an interesting world, right? Is it still illegal to do it offshore here? I don't even know what the status of that is.
I don't know.
But you can do something called prop betting. Prop betting is proposition betting, and that's where you bet on stuff that isn't the football game, like the coin toss or how long the Super Bowl halftime show will last or whatever, how many dancers there'll be. And there is maybe the best prop bet ever in online betting has come out about the Patriots versus the Bills.
Sports Betting Dime brings us this story. It says you can actually bet on a dildo being thrown onto the field in the Patriots versus the Bill games. The odds favor yes, because it's happened for the last three games.
Well, I was going to say, isn't this something that's very easy to, like, rig?
But here's the thing, Krista. You will absolutely get banned for life if you do this.
Also, oh, no. As much as I care about sport, that matters.
Listen to how crazy this is. I had no idea. It's like a, being in high school these days. Any bag that you bring into the sporting arena has to be clear.
I can see that.
Yeah, and so getting the dildo in is something, a problem all of its own. So you have to get it past security. You have to be close enough to the field that you can actually chuck it down there. And you have to face that lifetime ban for getting it onto the field.
It seems like that you could pay a guy to just store that in his prison wallet more than you would make from the bet.
Well, they thought about that, and they're like, you know, we actually think that might be how some of these got in. And they won't. They actually brought out the hazmat team to pick one up because of that purpose. Now, it is it's negative 140 on the yes. That means you got to bet $1.40 to win a dollar because they think this is going to happen.
How would you describe this type of a burglar?
Apparently, that's not just UK slang.
They got some older pictures here. So, yeah, every game so far has had one of these.
I think that the what do you think they would do? There was a time when the MIT football team buried some sort of, like, inflatable dirigible on the 50-yard line or something. And so, like, in the, like, halftime show, this thing emerged from beneath the surface of the field and, like, took off. Like, I wonder how much of a penalty that would be.
Well, speaking of inflatables, you could not have had a better,
segue.
I planned that.
Because we have maybe the greatest inflatable to ever be invented in the world.
There are now My Little Pony blow-up dolls, comma, for friendship. I'm glad they added that little clause at the end, because would have thought something else.
Sean O'Neill is like, his talent is wasted writing these articles. It is just utterly brilliant.
This is the Onion. This is not an Onion story. This is real. This is the AV Club, but he is it's a satire. And wait till you get a look at this thick girl.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be like the actual horses from the animated television show.
Yeah. It's kind of like
inspired by, maybe.
So, this is Rainbow whatever. What's her name?
Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, Rainbow Dash. This is somewhat more mature. That is very large. Now, of course, this is a smaller Chinese man, but look at the size of her.
They do come with repair kits if you want to order one.
I wonder why. Why would she need to be repaired?
Yeah, you just...
What sort of puncture wounds would she suffer?
I don't know what I thought. I did not think it was going to be this. I didn't see this story, so...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. That is just...
horrific.
It's weird that she doesn't have any kind of, like, snout, though. You know, she's got the humanoid face.
These are for sale on Alibaba. You can get them in 5 to 10 days, according to the article author.
Yeah.
Stacy's getting nervous back there because she's thinking, like, what if I get replaced?
She came with the building. What are you talking about?
No, Krista. How about instead of being inflatable dancing man for Halloween, why not being sexy Rainbow Dash?
The best sexy costume I saw was a Clippy from Microsoft. But it was sexy Clippy.
No. All right, that's enough. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We've obviously spiked the coffee with some sort of alcohol.
We're going to go now.